All right, our first speaker is Curtis Ransom, University of Missouri. Core nitrogen fertilization rate tools compared over 8 Midwest states.
Thank you. I've been extremely privileged to work on this project. It's a 8-state collaborative research project with DuPont Pioneer. And a lot of the soil fertility and corn experts are PIs on this project. So there's a lot of brain power that's gone, and I've been privileged to sit back and watch that all happen. To begin with, so farmers every year, they have a decision to make on how much nitrogen they're going to put down on their corn. And this often becomes an issue because they don't know what the weather is, and you can't just put down a single rate and then hope it works out from year to year. But there's a lot of tools that have developed over the many years to help these farmers come up with a nitrogen rate, to help them optimize their profits and also minimize the amount of nitrogen that's lost to the environment and causes environmental issues. And some of these tools range from empirical-based or research-based models like MRTN to crop growth models to proximal canopy sensors and to soil tests. And this is just to name a few. There's a lot out there, aerial imagery being one. So the objective of this presentation is to, one, assess a lot of these tools and figure out which of these tools works best on a regional basis. And then, two, determine if any of these tools, if they don't perform well, or if they do perform well, if they can be improved when we include soil and weather information. So again, this is an 8-state project. It's over 3 years, and each year we had 2 sites in every state. The third year is still coming in, so this is data that's going to be presented on 2014-2015 only. So a total of 32 site years, and the idea was to get a range of soil and weather information. You can see from the soil triangle that we have from sandy soil all the way up to some pretty high clay soils. And then the idea was to have a standard protocol. That way, everyone following this protocol, we would be able to really just look at the soil and weather information, see how it impacted the nitrogen response in corn. So some of the tools I'm going to be talking about today are yield goal. This is a historic method. It's not promoted in many of the Midwest states where this research has been done. And in the 1970s, if you take 1.2 times the amount of bushels you wanted to grow, you'd come out with the amount of pounds of nitrogen that you needed. However, research showed that this really didn't work. It didn't take into account different soils as well as different weather. So a lot of the states have moved away from this or adjusted it so that a coefficient might change or they might include some soil information. And so you can see that Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, North Dakota, they all have different variations of this yield goal. Some of them have discontinued using this, but Missouri and Nebraska still use this yield goal. So I wanted to see on a regional basis if maybe Iowa, how well that performed if used across all these states. And then the state-specific yield goal, this is kind of an accumulation of all of them. So if Missouri just used Missouri's and Iowa just used Iowa's, how well overall did this yield goal perform? So another tool I'll be looking at is MRTN. This is a tool that's used in the Midwest, and it includes some of the economic information, price of nitrogen, price of corn. We have pre-plant soil nitrogen tests, side dress soil nitrogen tests, and you send some soil, depending on when you sample it, to the lab. The lab results come back, and you plug it into a calculation, and it pops out a recommendation of nitrogen you need to put down. And then MAIZEN is a crop growth model based out of the University of Lincoln, Nebraska. And then the canopy reflectance, this was used a rapid scan. And in this case, we're using the Holland and Shepherd's algorithm, the one that kind of comes with the rapid scan. So how these tools were assessed, again, each of these sites followed a common protocol. So they had the same source of nitrogen and the same treatments, either a range of 0 to 315 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare applied either all at planting or a split application with a little bit of nitrogen put down at planting, then an additional amount put down at V9. And from that, we can get the yield response from these plots, and we can relate them to the amount of nitrogen, and then model them and come up with an economic optimal nitrogen rate, indicating kind of the gold standard. This is the perfect amount of nitrogen that the farmer should have put down for that site. And then if we take that UNR, if we plot it on our x-axis there, and then we look back in time and say, if we use this tool, it would have predicted or it would have recommended that we put down X amount of nitrogen. And if we plot those against each other, we come up with a scattering of plots. And ideally, if that tool had a perfect recommendation, it would fall in that one-to-one line, indicating that it perfectly predicted UNR. However, we're going to get some variation, and so how we measured the performance of a tool is how far apart those points were from that one-to-one line or that perfect prediction. And in this case, the test statistic for measuring the performance of these tools was a root mean square error. So for the first objective, we're going to look at the root mean square error. And then for the second objective, how well can we improve these tools by including soil and weather information? We can take that difference and then model them as a function of soil and weather. See if there's any soil or weather that have a significant relationship with those differences and explain some of that variation. So some of the soil and weather parameters that we used, we took a lot of measurements, three different depth increments, and we sent them to the lab. We got texture data, organic matter, all the way down to total carbon, a whole slew of information that we could use to figure out if it could improve these recommendations. In weather parameters, we had a weather station on the corner of every field, and so we were able to take total precipitation, calculate corn heat units, as well as growing degree days, and we threw in the Shannon Diversity Index, and originally this is used to measure the evenness of something. In ecology, they use that. So in this case, it's the evenness of rainfall over a given amount of time. And then in Tremblay, in one of his papers, 2012, he introduced this abundantly and well-distributed rainfall. So taking that Shannon Diversity Index, multiplying it by the total precipitation, you get this other parameter. So these tools are going to be evaluated either for an at planting recommendation or a side dress. And so weather parameters will vary. So tools that are going to be looked at to be improved for at planting, we took the 30 days before planting, used all that weather information, came up with these parameters. And then side dress was the date of planting to the date of side dress. So looking at some of the results, the first objective, which tool performed best? There's a lot of tools out there. So I split it up into similar type bar graphs, and they're all going to be the same. So on your y-axis, you're going to have the root mean square, or that test statistic of performance, and you're going to want to see a tool that's performing well is going to have a really low root mean square, so zero being perfect. On your x-axis, or on the x-axis, you're going to see all the tools. So these are just yield goals in this case on this bar graph. The tan bars are tools evaluated at planting, and then the blue bars are tools evaluated for side dress. And these are lined up in order of how well they perform. So from left to right, the lowest to highest perform, or the highest to lowest performance. So that state-specific yield goal, going back to that, if each state used their own individual yield goal, you seem to there is a higher performance or a lower root mean square error compared to if we just used a Nebraska yield goal on a regional scale, you seem to get a lot more variation. But if you take the Nebraska yield goal all the way to the Indiana yield goal, second from last there, it all seems to be about the same, pretty similar. And then the Missouri yield goal, unfortunately, where I'm trying to represent, that didn't perform as well as some of the others. And another way of looking at this is, maybe we don't want to get right at UNR. That's a little hard to predict. But if we get plus or minus 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, that might be close enough. So the percentages you see here are the percentage of sites that were within 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare of UNR. And you can see they range from 20 to 40, with the state-specific on the high end there, 40 about 41% of the sites within that sweet spot, all the way to the Missouri goal, again, not performing as well with a lot of sites kind of outside that range. Some of the other tests, the soil recommendation tests. So this is the pre-plant nitrogen test. You take a sample prior to planting, and then the pre-side dress nitrogen test, you take it in season about V5. And you can see the PSNT test performed a lot better than the PPN tests. And then when we include the percentage of sites, you get the same story there. A lot more of those sites are within that 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, indicating a better performing tool. The only exception is that Wisconsin PPNT, that one performed really well with a low root mean square. And then that Iowa PSNT had a really high percentage of sites within that 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. When we look at some of the other recommendations, MRTN, the Maize-N crop growth model, and the canopy reflectance sensor, the MRTN model performed really well, whereas the Maize-N model performed poorly, and the canopy reflectance sensor was kind of in between. So going on to our second objective, can we improve these tools by including soil and weather information? So again, this is kind of a similar graph. The purple is some of the same data that you saw previously. So these are unadjusted tools. And then that green is the improvement or decrease of root mean square when you include a significant soil parameter that was modeled. So in this case, generally each one of these tools came back with a different significant soil parameter, but in general, organic matter and total nitrogen, varying depth increments, came back as significant. So when we adjust that tool and plug that soil information back into that tool, you can see that there's a decrease in the root mean square, as well as the percentage of sites increase in general ways. And then the tools, I didn't include all of them, so there's that little three dashes there indicating that there's a space. But in general, you see an improvement. And the worst performing tools there, they have greater room for improvement, and so you see a larger increase there. And when you do include that soil information, you get a performance that's about equal to some of the other tools. When you look at tools used at planting with weather information, there was no significant weather information that helped improve these tools. And when we look at these tools used for side dress applications, you get the same story. There's a lot of different soil parameters that came back. In general, total nitrogen was overall the majority of tools came back with total nitrogen. And you get a larger increase of sites closer to that UNR, 30 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare of UNR. So same story. And then when you include weather information in these side dress application, these tools used at side dress, only three tools came back, and these were kind of the poorer performing tools. And each tool came back with a different weather parameter. But you get the same story. You include some weather, and there's a drastic increase in either the number of sites within that 30 kilograms or that sweet spot, or a decrease in root mean square. So to conclude, the best performing tools at planting were MRTN, the Wisconsin pre-plant nitrogen test, and the state-specific yield goal. And then the best performing tools used at side dress were again MRTN, that state-specific yield goal, and that Wisconsin PSNT. And then when trying to improve the tools, if we include soil information with tools used at planting, you do get some improvement, and on average, the root mean square decreases by 17%. And then tools used at side dress, when you include soil information, the average root mean square decreases by about 16%. And when you include weather information for tools at side dress, the average root mean square decreases about 13%. So to conclude, I'd like to thank all those who've allowed me to work on this project, my advisor, and all the other PIs on the project, as well as graduate students and technicians, and DuPont Pioneer for funding this project. And end it there. That's a good question. You know, I don't know. It'd be interesting to throw in there, but I couldn't give you an answer to that.
Maybe I interpreted wrong. It doesn't seem to be dramatic improvements to the soil and weather. Is that because those factors, maybe you think they're really important, that they weren't all that important, or these tools just don't handle those factors very well?
I think a little bit of both. Some of the tools that were already performing pretty well, they had a lot of those points close to that UNR value. There's a lot less room to improve by including some soil information. So that variation we see wasn't explained by soil. And then the second part of the question, if you could repeat that.
Well, is it, the models just not handling those factors?
And, you know, some of the models came back as more significant than others. So all the ones that I reported here were less than 0.05, but you'll get some that are highly significant and others that are right at that 0.05 value that didn't have as much of an impact as some of those more significant ones.
One more quick question. All right. Thank you very much.